Thank you for asking me to share my thoughts about Negotia on what ordination means to me. And I guess the short answer is access to beauty. But I do have 10 minutes to fill, so, I've got a bit more than that. I think I'd realise that I don't really know what's going on or what to do. So what I've done is kind of chosen to allow myself to be inspired by people who've caught something. So that's why I'm here. But more fully, I'm going to answer in a list, in a normal fashion, of six things, six aspects. Vision, transforming self, transforming world, friendship, pleasure, and practice. Okay, see if you can keep up with that. See if I can keep up with that. So vision, firstly. I think I've always been clumsily seeking something a bit more meaningful and a bit more something of value. And in Taratna ordination, I think I've stumbled across something that I can aim for, that I can revere. Something really tangible. Something that goes back a long way. Something that's tried and tested by wise people. Something that makes sense to me. Someone who makes sense to me. And something that fits my values. I'd already kind of, I was pretty clear that I immediately recognised impermanence and conditionality and suffering comes from craving, and I've seen a lot of that in my experience before coming across the Dharma. I just haven't really realised what it was as such and put it together. So that was already in my experience. So maybe I was already ahead of the game, maybe, whatever the game is. And it's always been obvious to me that people cause suffering to themselves and others through their own actions. That I cause suffering and misery to others. Misery. I cause suffering to myself and others through my own actions. And consumerism and sex is not enough. Trust me. I don't do shopping so much now either. But I long to understand it more experientially, to see through my tendency to see things strongly on the basis of a fixed identity. So that's vision. Transforming self. So I guess this vision, through this vision, I saw my potential growth. By reflecting, I saw some potential growth in myself, and ordination was a process that I could follow, that again was tangible, that could maybe bring that vision closer to reality. My story, my background story, is that I've come from a very conservative, traditional, broken family, where I was trained to work hard and to not expect any affection. And so I didn't feel very good about myself for much of my childhood and younger life. So I fell into a marriage that was less than ideal. But I was gifted with two children to love, so I have no regrets. And following a spark of commitment to Taratna, through the lens of practicing the ethical precepts, I started to see some evidence that I'm elevating from within. So my love for others and myself maybe was kind of hidden. I'd kind of protected myself from it with some kind of bubble, some kind of facade or veneer. That I guess I created through my conditioning in a conservative family and conservative corporate world of work. So, yeah. But every so often now, I see a glimpse through maybe perforations or thinning or something in that veneer. And maybe there is some love in there, some beauty in there, if I keep at it. Work at those patches. So basically, I've started from where I was, watching direct experiences that imply there's something more, and gradually grow in that direction. Kind of, what's happening? Follow that direct experiential thing, which is what I'd had a vision for. I might be running out of time already. On number three, which is transforming world. I've transformed myself. Transforming world. So practice within the ordination process, I think, channels my solidarity with others. Otherwise it goes haywire. Because in me there's always been a deeply held social conscience, worrying about humans causing suffering to those far away and those not yet born. And due to wrong views, people's happiness being dependent on the suffering of others. It's strong stuff for me. This is the stuff that I focus my mind on a lot, which is why, for example, after being various flavours of vegetarian for 23, 24 years, last year I became a vegan. And this is my strongest area of practice in terms of the first precept. I believe that the first precept is about not harming, and so I'm vegan. But it brings its own compassion challenges, that. And here's the first of two quick promotional plugs tonight. If you're interested in practicing how we take our Buddhist values into the world, John and Julietta run a monthly Cambridge Sangha Action Group on Friday nights, next month on the 21st of September. Really valuable stuff goes on there. I know that many of you do go. Okay, so I've transformed the world. Now it's about friendship. And spiritual friendship for me is surprising, challenging, and essential. It's surprising because I've become closer to people who inspire me with their qualities and their love and through their exemplification. And so I'm really grateful to many people who've been patient enough to develop strong friendships with me. There's too many to mention here. I mean, some of you in this room, where's everyone else? I thought one of my friends. But there's two I would do want to mention, both of whom have a good excuse for not being here. One is Honora, or whatever his name is going to be in a couple of weeks' time, who I love deeply and whose transformation I've witnessed over the last 4 years really close up. And the first person to inspire me on this path was Imogen, and she continues to inspire me day by day, except when she's on retreat. Doesn't inspire me when she's on retreat. And my going for refuge group of John and Robin and Peter and formerly Roddy, who I saw in Inverness a couple of weeks ago, has been instrumental, I think, to my practice too. Okay, that's surprising. Challenging. It's challenging, friendships, because I keep coming up against myself and seeing what I'm actually like. Exploring what I'm actually like. It's not always a pretty sight. And by discussing that, by exploring it with people that, you know, you trust, that's why it's essential. Because it's through all of this, friendship stuff, the Sangha stuff, the third jewel, that I'm directly able to mature as a human being. And because I'm lifted up towards the level of people who I admire. Okay, that was spiritual friendship. And now pleasure, so the fun stuff. There's fun stuff in the Dharma, I think. I mean, there's lots of pleasure in living a Dharma life. Living more simply, living with more meaning. Living with a sense of, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what it's all about, amongst other people who are doing the same and better. So simplifying my lifestyle, going beyond the conventional. I've never really been one for conventional, so I hope it doesn't feel too conventional here at any point, because then I'll be out. Pleasure from all the friendships, and pleasure in terms of opening doorways framed by ethics to experience higher levels of beauty, that word again, in beauty in others, in myself, in the Dharma, in the world, in art, in my beloved music. And Buddhism has revealed a new dimension to my photography, with both practices showing a concern for clear seeing, for like perceiving reality as it really is. So together with gaining liberation from ignorance, I'm making some nice pictures. Well, maybe. But you'll find out. In fact, you can see there's some nice pictures around the centre right now. So please come along on Saturday, second plug, in case you haven't examined the photographs in the foyer by the 8 Sangha photographers. It's a feature of Saturday's open day. Finally, practice. Basically, practicing, that's what it means. I think the ordination is about practice. So living out your Dharma life, actually living it out as best I can, applying the precepts, serving the Dharma. I mean, I could just say that that's the answer to the question. Serving the Dharma is what ordination means. And if I can do that for the centre, I have opportunities sometimes to do it for the centre. And that's wonderful. And there's, of course, there's study, and there's retreats, and there's meditation, and there's friendships, and there's ritual, and all these other things that we could talk about. But I've got 10 minutes. No, I haven't got 10 minutes anymore. So the ordination process gives me a rich and coherent context, a rich and coherent framework and resources through which to make progress with these transformations, leading to an increasing sense of being protected by the Dharma. So I've got growing faith in the Dharma, in Bente, and in myself, that my refuge to the Three Jewels may become effective at some point. I've just been on a solitary retreat for 2 weeks, which is why I don't feel very well, because I got bitten by ticks, or a tick, so I've got Lyme's disease, which sounds much worse than it is. That's why my voice is not very strong. And there was a point on the retreat before I started to feel that, where, and I was listening to and reading to lots of Dharma content, of course, and just being with myself. This ordination thing is really tough. I just had such a strong feeling of that, that it's really tough. It's radical and it's tough. But I'd written this talk by then, so I have to go through it. So it's all pretty radical and courageous, and I don't know where it's going to. I don't know where it's going to lead. But at least I know a bit more now about what I'm doing and why. And maybe that'll lead me to seeing some more beauty in myself and others. Because what you put your mind and heart upon, you become. Thank you very much.